Hey everyone, this is Under the Covers. I'm Jake the Snake Foster, and just a heads up, today's journey through music history might take us through a few artists that might have faced tough times in their life, like maybe feeling sad or down or making choices that weren't the healthiest. It's important to remember that everyone faces challenges. Even our musical heroes aren't perfect. If anything we talk about today makes you wonder or feel worried, don't hesitate to chat with someone you trust. But of course, there's still plenty of awesome music to discover, so buckle up. And now we'll get back to the music.
very much.
This is Josiah from the Goodman Community Center in Madison, Wisconsin. And you are listening to Under the Covers with Jake the Snake Foster.
Hope you enjoyed Analog Man from Joe Walsh. You know, I started the show back in 2012 under the covers, and that song was a new song at the time from Joe Walsh, which is really cool, and I can't believe it is 12 years old. So I hope you enjoyed that. It was One Day at a Time from Joe Walsh's album Analog Man. Before that, we heard the Eagles Live. That was a cut of Life's Been Good, a song that Joe Walsh did solo, and then he'd actually started touring with the Eagles and coming out of a box, like a stage box, like that they had for all their equipment box. They rolled it out on stage, and then Joe Walsh would pop out of there as an encore and do songs like this one. So that would have been really, really cool. And that was before he officially even joined the Eagles, he would just go out and do encores with them. And then not too long after, he would join the Eagles. So, all right. We did talk about the Sugar Maple Music Festival that is coming up next August, the first weekend in August. And we talked about the Cyber Monday sale that's happening December 2nd on sugarmaplefest.org. And again, $30 off the total that they normally, the tickets would normally be at the gate. The price is only $40 on Cyber Monday for 2 days worth of the music festival, 2 day tickets. Lowest price of $40 you'll get. So those are available on Monday, December 2nd. We'll continue to talk about that next week as well. All right. Another thing we talked about last week was the Last Waltz and Beyond show at the High Noon Saloon, and where I played a bunch of different covers of songs, like it's gonna have, like that's gonna have, it's gonna be that type of thing by local artists on November 30th. So, looking forward to that, and hope you enjoyed last week's show as well. November 30th, Saturday, November 30th at the High Noon Saloon. That is when the Last Waltz and Beyond show is going to happen. So the reason why we do that is because of the Last Waltz happening, of course, and the 26th of November, actually the 25th of November, 1976, the band made their final performance, The Last Waltz, held on American Thanksgiving Day at the Winterland Ballroom in San Francisco. The show featured Joni Mitchell, Dr. John, Neil Young, Van Morrison, Neil Diamond, Eric Clapton, and others. It was filmed and released a couple years later by, it was filmed and directed by Martin Scorsese. So we played all those songs last week from The Last Waltz, or songs that were played at The Last Waltz. And again, that will hold, all of that will be reenacted at the High Noon Saloon on November 30th. Tickets are $20 online with Ticketmaster fees at the door. It'll be $15 if you bring a non-perishable food item. And Second Harvest is getting proceeds from this, as they always do, which is a really cool thing as well. And it's $20 if you go to the door without a non-perishable food item. So thanks for listening, everybody. We're going to hear a few from the band's Last Waltz. And this first one is actually going to be because of Dr. John. He played at the Last Waltz, and he played it not too long after his birthday, just a few days after his birthday. And this, born in 1940 on the 21st of November, here is his song from The Last Waltz. This is the concert rehearsal version of Such a Night, right now on Under the Covers.
Under the moonlight, such a night, such a night. Got to steal away, town seems right. I couldn't believe my ears. My heart just skipped a beat. You told me we could slip away down in the dark end of the street. Then you came here with my best friend Jim. Here I am, just trying to steal you away from him. Oh, baby, yo, I don't do it. Somebody else will. Got to steal away, yeah.
This is Doug Fowle live at the Bowen Alley in Cross Plains, Wisconsin. I'm with Under the Covers with Jake the Snake Foster.
On the M, they got no where to go. I come on out. This is Nicholas.
And this is Matthias.
From GNN, a part of the Wanakee Summer School Podcast.
And you are listening to
Under the Covers with Jake the Snake Foster,
a.k.a. DJ Snake on the Lake.
Hope you enjoyed those from the band. We heard Rag Mama Rag and the W.S. Walcott Medicine Show from the band from The Last Waltz. All right, next we're going to continue with a few songs from Jimi Hendrix. We're going to do an Under the Covers cover song of the week in here as well. And that is all because of Jimi Hendrix's birthday on the 27th of November 1942, Jimi Hendrix's birthday. Here's a few from Jimmy. Here's an acoustic track of Hear My Train A-Comin', right now under the covers. Thank you.
station, waiting for that train, waiting for the train.
From the Iron Horse Cornet Band and Vice President of the Mazamani Music Conservancy, you are listening to Under the Covers with Jake the Snake Foster.
Even messing with my children and just screaming at my wife. Text the Under the Covers voice mailbox at 608-572-7226. This is Eric Strail from the Eric Strail Dance Company. You are listening to Under the Covers. This is your Under the Covers cover song of the week.
November 27th of 1970, George Harrison released his All Things Must Pass album, which included lots of hits, and we're going to hear a few songs. The album's been certified 6 times platinum. It's the best-selling album by a solo Beatle. Bet you didn't know that. 1970 on the 27th of November. Here's a few from George Harrison's All Things Must Pass. Under the Covers.
This is Jack Cook from the podcasting and radio broadcasting class at Wanakee Summer School, and you are listening to Under the Covers with Jake Snake Foster, a.k.a.
Isn't it a pity? Isn't it a shame how we break each other's hearts and cause each other pain? How we take each other's love without thinking anymore, forgetting to give back. And isn't it a pity? Some things take so long. How do I explain when not too many people can see we're all the same? And because of all their tears, their eyes can't hope to see the beauty that surrounds them. Why isn't it a pity?
I'm Brad.
I'm John.
And we're from the Album Concept Hour podcast.
And you are currently listening to Under the Covers with Jake the Snake Foster.
Always have to call. Have I lost your love, or have
my mind. Am I seeing things or am I going blind? Do I hear you crying softly in your sleep? Am I all alone or is it only me?
All right. Have I lost your love, or have I lost my mind? Am I seeing things, or am I going blind? Do I hear you crying softly in your sleep? Am I all alone, or is it only is it my imagination every time? Is it jealousy that rules this heart of mine? Has it come to pass, or has it come to be?
Text the Under the Covers voicemail box at 608-572-7226.
Hello.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
Hello. It's me.
608-572-7226.
All right, this is Under the Covers. I'm Jake the Snake Foster. We just heard a couple songs from Glenn Campbell's album Adios. It was Am I Alone or Is It Only Me from Roger Miller. There was a demo version, and then Vince Gill and Glenn Campbell from his last album, aptly titled Adios. That was again Glenn Campbell, and we heard that because on the 30th of November in 2012, Glenn Campbell played the very last live performance of his lifetime when he appeared at the Uptown Theater in Napa, California. Campbell revealed his Alzheimer's diagnosis to the public in 2011 and had set out on his goodbye tour as a way to say farewell to his fans. And I think it was at least five or six years later, he would still record this album with his declining health, and 2017 is when this ended up being released. So just remarkable the way that he was in I know I talk about a lot of musical documentaries, but his family recorded his experience with Alzheimer's and that final tour, His Ghost on a Canvas album. It was released before this last tour was, and I was able to see him on that last tour. It was really, really revealing, as well as just really neat to see the way that music is able to transcend through health and the mind, even though it is deteriorating. So very cool. And again, that documentary's been out there for a long time. So thanks for listening, everybody. Have a fantastic rest of your week. Once again, tickets for the Sugar Maple Music Festival Cyber Monday sale on the 2nd of December, $40 the day of on sugarmaplefest.org. And also the Last Waltz and Beyond show at the High Noon Saloon on November 30th is coming up soon. Thanks for listening. We'll talk at you next week. This has been Under the Covers. I'm Jake the Snake Foster.